Now we come to the little book of Ruth, and this book has been of special blessing to me. The first book that I wrote was on the tabernacle. The second book that I wrote was Ruth, the Romance of Redemption. Now, this little book comes out of the period of the Judges. We are going to see that a little bit later on, but it comes out of that very dark period of the Judges that we have just been looking at. And this actually is a brochure of beauty, and it's put on that very black background. We'll see that in a moment. But this little book has been recognized as a literary gem in most unexpected quarters. It's reported, by the way, that Dr. Samuel Johnson, the literary giant of the 18th century in England, made a copy of the Book of Ruth. He copied it out in longhand, and he read it before a London club as a production that he had recently read. And the club, thinking that it was a modern composition, they were loud and unanimous in their praise of the manuscript. I think they probably thought Dr. Johnson wrote it. Then Dr. Johnson informed them that it was taken from a book which they all rejected, the Bible. Now, I do not know what the after effect was upon the group. I'm of the opinion that it could have caused some to turn to the Bible and find out maybe they had been missing something. But the beauty and excellence of this story cannot escape even the most casual reader. This little brochure of beauty records the love story of the maid from Moab. It reveals the power of passionate and pure love. It tells, first of all, the strong attachment of Ruth to her mother-in-law, for love is strong as death. And it records a romance that triumphed over racial and religious barriers and of two hearts that were joined together with bands of love. The Book of Ruth is a laboratory demonstration that the greatest of these is love, even when it's on the human plane as well as on the divine plane. But the word love is never used in connection with the romance. It's only recorded one time, and that's a statement made that Ruth loved her mother-in-law. And believe me, that's a remarkable statement, by the way, whether it's in the Book of Ruth or the Bible or wherever you find it, when she loved her mother-in-law. That makes it quite unusual. But as far as the romance is concerned, the word love does not occur. And yet, you can't escape the fact that here was a great romance. And it illustrates to us, God gives us these illustrations on the human plane to illustrate His great love for us today. Now, the way that I was drawn to the little book of Ruth was when I was a student in seminary. I was in a seminary where the faculty was divided in that day between what was called modernists and that was called fundamentalists. And it was pretty well divided. And you actually could hear one thing said in one class and contradicted in another class, for that matter. And I came to the conclusion, though I was what would have been called a fundamentalist, I came to the conclusion that the modernist was winning the day. They seemed to have the best philosophical arguments and all of that. And I wondered what the answer was to it. One night, I was in the library reading a book that was required reading, because that's the only explanation of why I'd been reading it, and that was Calvin's Institutes. Now, friends, Calvin's Institutes, that is a book of which there is no witcher. I tell you, and Calvin wrote it when he was a very young man, in his early 20s, we are told. And it is a marvelous book, for that matter. But it was tedious and tiring, and I began to thumb through the book. And I came to where Calvin gave the types of the Redeemer. And I went through it. He gave Moses. I thought that was good. And he came on down and he gave Samson. Then he came on down and he gave Samuel. And I went back. He didn't give Boaz in this book at all. And then for the first time, I began to discover that actually, now what was taking place was that in the seminary, they were leaving out the love side of redemption. Now, salvation and redemption was presented as a cold business transaction. It was cash on the barrel head, and Christ paid with his blood, and that was it. May I say to you that you could hear the clink of silver, you could have the feel of the greenbacks, you could have a sight of the checks. It was cold as a cashier turning down a loan, and it was indifferent as a salesman of Tiffany's showing a diamond, and it was frigid as a frozen locker. That's the way redemption was presented. And that was only part of it. Why didn't they use Boaz here? Well, you have here the love side of redemption. And friends, salvation is a love affair. We love him because he first loved us. That is the wonderful thing about it. And you will find out that other writers in the past, they emphasized just this one thing, and that was the fact that it was a business transaction. But actually, it's a love affair. We love him because he first loved us. And Paul could say he loved me, and he gave himself for me. And so we're going to see the love side of redemption. In the book of Exodus, we saw the emphasis upon the deliverance that God wrought. But here we begin to feel the pulsating heart of God as he brought these people out of captivity. That is something that actually has never been emphasized too much. You find way back in the Dark Ages, Anselm wrote a book called Cur Deus Homo, Why God Became Man. And it emphasizes the fact that he came for purposes of redemption, but no emphasis is put upon love. Calvin didn't, Jonathan Edwards didn't, and Stuart Robinson, the great preacher of England, didn't. And actually, you find that many others have left that out. And it needs to be mentioned, friends, that salvation is a love affair and that he loves us. Now, the little book of Ruth, although it's small, it's very important. And I'll tell you why it's so important. It has a genealogy in here that connects David with the tribe of Judah, and without it, you could not connect David with Judah. And that's important, by the way. And the story that's recorded here made possible the birth of the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem. Without this book, he would never have been born there. And you have here the only biblical illustration of the Hebrew Goel, the kinsman redeemer that we saw back in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And then it throws light upon the Mosaic economy. And then, my friend, you see Christ in this book. And all of these make this little book very much worthwhile. Now, there are many ways of dividing the little book of Ruth, but we've divided it geographically. In chapter 1, it's in the land of Moab. Chapter 2, it's in the fields of Boaz. Chapter 3, on the threshing floor of Boaz. And chapter 4, in the heart and home of Boaz.